it was the tradition. On my mother's side, all fishermen. My grandfather was on the lifeboat, the famous Staunton Rock rescue. He was a fisherman, so it was kind of passed down. And I did my summers from probably the age of 14 through to 18 on boats every summer, you know.
Well, that gave you some good experience.
Yeah, it's rough waters. I tell you, it was hard work. I have huge admiration for fishermen to go out, you know. And every week it starts at zero, and you have to build up a wage from nothing. You know, we got used to that lifestyle. You know, you either had lots of money in the house, maybe not so much money in the house if the fishing was or the weather was bad, you know.
Yes, indeed. I often wonder if the fishermen are properly understood and respected for the amount of effort. It's a tough business. I remember any time I was out in a trawler, it was hanging onto one's stomach as well and wondering how the heck they could manage to catch and fill it and prepare for market at the same time.
It's incredible. It's such a hard job, Tom. When I see my brother is a skipper now on a trawler out of Ballycotton belonging to John Tatton. He's got two of them, and my brother's a skipper on one of them. And I'm lying in bed some nights, and I'm hearing the wind, and I'm going, "Oh my good God, these guys are out in that." And it's a hard way to make a living, but it's in the blood. It's people's DNA. I think people need to understand that when you'll understand it, but fishing is in people's DNA.
It's interesting that your company now has got involved in what's a very major development, obviously, because wind energy is the state practice and the state determination to provide energy. And you're anxious to liaise with the fishing industry to make sure there's proper discussion about the impacts, Piers.
I am, because I think, there'll be a lot of consideration given to people about, you know, line of sight, particularly with the developments of the East Coast. But I think I'm concerned that it's also important that the fishing community is well represented, and our job is to work with between the developers and the fishermen, so that there's understanding about what's going on. And you know, to be open and honest, and transparent. I think we would work with people to make sure that was actually happening. So I think that's going to be our major push.
That is in fact very important, Pierce, because there's been a bit of a sense in the industry, and particularly I suppose amongst inshore men, that they're not listened to, and that their concerns aren't understood, and that wind turbines and all of that would be placed on top of fishing areas. So it's a big area, a big important discursive area, isn't it?
It is, and it has to. And you know, I think if there isn't clear communication, one of the things that we're working on is going to be a technology where we're hoping to be able to get into the hands of the fishermen. You know, what's going on in their specific area, rather than being drowned out in a load of developments of what's going on nationally. So we're going to try, we'll be launching something where the there can be a more open dialogue between people and their considerations. But I think you're right. I mean, fishermen are huge stakeholders here. I mean, and they're major stakeholders, and they need to be engaged with and communicated with and kept informed. I went up to places like Wick in Scotland, which remind me of where I come from, and they've been transformed by wind farms. And, you know, there's jobs for younger people, and people love the sea. The sea is in people's blood. So I really, my hope is that, you know, that it'll with good communication, it'll live side by side with wind farms, and we'll see great jobs for fishermen, potentially for some fishermen, and sons of fishermen, daughters of fishermen in the future, also working on the sea, but in the energy sector.
Yes, I think Scotland, actually, in its development and the way the whole marine section has been taken in there is a good example. You've linked up with the organisation Fisheries Liaison Group. What's the background there?
Fisheries Liaison has been extremely successful, and it's working with nearly all the developers, bar one, I think, in the whole of Ireland. So it's beginning that process. Now, COVID hasn't helped in terms of engagement, but we fully believe that it's a key part of our offering that we want to be able to bring is can bring the developers and the fishermen together for better transparency.
Well, green is important, and the Green Rebel Marine Company, that's your one. You obviously see this as very important for the future because government's policy is for wind energy offshore development. So it's important for the industry, the fishing industry, to get in there, get its view across, and this is the channel to do it.
We will be the channel to do it, and we hope to take the noise out of it in terms of, because I think that there's a lot of noise. We want to create something where, you know, the fishermen in a particular location in the East Coast don't want to hear about maybe specifically about a development on the South Coast or the West Coast. But this thing is so live now that we want to be able to say to people, they're getting information about what's going on in their area with regard to the development in their area, et cetera, et cetera. They get a chance to question, raise issues. So this two-way communication has to happen and continuously. And I think we want to learn from best practice that we've seen in some countries and bring that to Ireland so that we can, because I think if it's done properly, it really is good for everyone. If it's done badly, it could be really fractious.